Mother's Day is different this year. No dinner out. Maybe it's a cookout in the backyard. But I want us to express our appreciation today for moms. You make such a huge difference in our lives. I'm a beneficiary of a wonderful, loving mom. My wife has been a wonderful mother to my two children, and I have a daughter and daughter-in-law who are precious, wonderful moms to my grandchildren. We are grateful for moms. There's a poem that was written back in the 1800s, and the highlight of that poem was this famous phrase, "The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world." I didn't realize that that was actually part of a poem, and I'm going to just read a little bit of that poem for us today. Blessings on the hand of women. Angels guard its strength and grace. In the palace, cottage, hovel, oh, no matter where the place, would that never storms assailed it, rainbows ever gently curled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Infancy's the tender fountain. Power may with beauty flow, mothers first to guide the streamlets, from them souls unresting grow. Grow on for the good or evil, sunshine streamed or evil hurled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Woman, how divine your mission, here upon our natal sod, keep, oh, keep the young heart open, always to the breath of God. All true trophies of the ages are from mother love impearled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Well, mothering has always been challenging, but in the COVID-19 world, even more challenging. I heard one mother on her second day of homeschooling made this tweet, "Where can I transfer my student to another class?" It's hard, so many challenges. It's even hard to find meat in the grocery store. So motherhood is extraordinarily challenging all the time, but even more challenging in these days. So we want to be an encouragement and express appreciation to our moms. And where I'm going today is from the Apostle Paul and his perspective, how he likened his ministry as a mentor to Timothy to that of a mother who loves a child. Also, we see that Paul attributes Timothy's mother and grandmother to having made such an impact on his life. So let's look at the scripture from the perspective of the Apostle Paul, expressing our appreciation and admiration, and really wanting to emulate the qualities of a mom. Without question, the bonding of a mother to a child makes the greatest impact on the spiritual, physical, and psychological development of that child. When I teach general psychology, Dr. David Myers says, in all of psychology, there's no sadder research literature than what happens when circumstances prevent a child's forming attachments. And mom provides that attachment, that bonding, that gives us a foundation for life, for our spiritual well-being, as well as our physical and psychological well-being. So Paul is traveling on his second missionary journey, and he has just parted ways from John Mark and Barnabas, and we start in Acts chapter 16 in verse 1. Paul came to Derbe, then to Lystra, where the disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him, that is Timothy. Paul wanted to take Timothy along on the journey. So here we're introduced to a man named Timothy. His mother is identified as Lois and Eunice. And Timothy's grandmother and mother had become followers of Christ on Paul's first missionary journey. Perhaps that's where Timothy had become a follower of Jesus. Paul refers to Timothy as my true son in the faith. So Timothy's mother was Jewish and a believer in Jesus. She had come to receive Jesus as her Messiah. But Timothy's dad was Greek and apparently had not become a follower of Christ. And so when Paul meets Timothy, he's already heard a reputation about Timothy as someone who loves the Lord and wants to follow him. It is because of his mother and grandmother that Timothy was prepared to come alongside Paul to be his mentor. So Paul invites Timothy there in Lystra to be his associate. And he recognizes that his mother had invested in his life. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3:15, from childhood he had been acquainted with the sacred writings. It is his mother and grandma who had taught him the scriptures from childhood. It was a Jewish practice that when a child was 3 or 4 years old, they would already begin to learn the Word of God. They would already be taught the scriptures. In fact, the story is told that some honey was put on the tongue of a child as they read scripture, so they'd realize how sweet the Word of God is. Timothy was learning scripture as a child. He had put his faith then in Christ through Paul's ministry. And the scripture goes on to say, you need to know from whom you have learned it. So I want to start by saying a mother's impact makes a lasting legacy in a child's life. A mother can shape the direction of that child, even from early childhood. And as that child sees and hears the scripture, that scripture is placed in their heart and becomes foundational for life. So I want to encourage our moms, share the Word of God with your children. Teach them the Word of God. But Paul goes on to say that a mother's impact is through her example. He says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 14, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. The person is what makes the message persuasive. As a mother models what the scriptures say, then when she shares the message of the scripture, it makes a greater impact. We often say it this way, practice what you preach. Be an example of what you are exhorting. So a mom's impact makes a mark. Let's think of different ways a model mother makes a mark on her children. When Paul was writing to the Thessalonians, he actually likens his ministry to that of a mother. He wants his ministry to look like that of a mother. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7 we read, but we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. Paul wants to model his ministry as a mentor to Timothy to be like a mother. And the first quality is to model the message. Paul said it this way, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And then he challenged Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Or again he says, the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, teach to others as well. So as a mom, the challenge is to teach the Word of God to your children, even as a child, to model what it means to be a follower of Christ. And if I were to encourage our moms, I would encourage you to continue to grow in your faith and your walk with God. Be a woman of God, a woman of prayer, and a woman following the Spirit of God, so that you can express the fruit of the Spirit in your home of love and joy and peace and make such an impact on that home. Well, another mark of a mom and her effectiveness is she sees the future potential in her children. She sees what they can become. She has a vision for her children. Maybe dads aren't quite as good at that. I remember my dad told me that when he first saw me as a baby, he said I looked like an ex-convict. I don't think he saw my potential at that moment. But a mother always sees that potential. She sees in her child what she can become. And so Paul writes this, follow the pattern of sound words that you've heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Timothy had liabilities. He was a timid Timothy. Paul told him he should take a little wine for his stomach because he had a weak intestine. Timothy had such difficulties and challenges growing up in a home where his mom loved Jesus, but his dad didn't. It was his mom as a single spiritual leader in the home that made such a difference in his life. So Timothy had liabilities, but his mother saw potential, and Paul saw that potential in Timothy as well and invited him to join his ministry. So some application for moms. Encourage your child, seeing their God-given potential, that who they can become with God's work and help in their lives. And don't focus on past failures, but look at what they can become in Christ. Moms have different qualities that make a difference. Those modeling qualities, those seeing future potential. And then I see moms investing time in their children. When Paul likened himself to a mother, he describes himself in 1 Thessalonians saying that it was day and night that he was investing in the lives of the church. We toiled, we worked night and day. When does mom get a day off? When does mom get to take a rest day? A mom's work is day in and day out. It's a demanding task. But the quality that really makes a difference is when you invest time in your children. There's so many things competing for our attention. One of the blessings of this season of self-isolation and the COVID virus is family time has become a priority. And I think we could capture from this season the importance of investing time in our children. Make sure that we don't let the distractions of work and of community involvement and church keep us from investing time in our children. Paul wanted to model his ministry after mothers. And when he invited Timothy to join him, he says, Paul wanted to take Timothy along on the journey, and the phrase that is used to describe it, take him along or to be with him. The impact that we make in the lives of others comes through time together. Paul, as a mentor, wanted to follow the example of a mother who invests time in her children. With all the challenges that we're facing today, I want to again remind us that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. When Paul was introduced to Timothy, he was building on the foundation that was built into Timothy's life of the scriptures, of the example of his mother, the time she had invested in him. Paul's mentoring ministry to Timothy, to equip Timothy for ministry, was built on the foundation laid by mom. Another quality, another mark of a mom is that she really cares. A mother's love. Remember Paul said, we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her children. Paul frequently referred to Timothy as my dear son or my true son. The effectiveness of Paul's ministry wanted to be following the example of a mother's care and a mother's love. And then Timothy would be able to replicate that ministry. Paul said, I hope to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. A mom's interests, a mom's care, a mom's love, that unconditional, sacrificial love is so foundational to our sense of well-being, of being significant, of making a difference in the lives of others. We rely on our mother's love, the bonding relationship with her, to be the foundation for our effectiveness in serving others. Another quality, another mark of moms is faithfulness. Paul was effective because he was considered faithful. He was replicating the faithfulness of a mother. Every mom knows the investment of love and time that goes into raising a child. It's her faithful love that gives us that foundation in life. Your faithfulness as a wife, as a mother, and most importantly, as a follower of Christ, lays a stable foundation for your children to follow. It makes a lasting difference. A mother's faithful prayers for her children have a lifelong impact. It's the legacy that you give to the next generation. Well, as a mom is an example, as Paul, in his ministry of mentoring Timothy, followed the example of a mother, together, the mother's impact and the mentor's impact changed Timothy's life. The foundation laid by mom was built on by the Apostle Paul, and as a result, Timothy had a fruitful ministry. It was a ministry of multiplication. The years Grandma Lois, Mother Eunice, and Mentor Paul invested in the life of Timothy bore fruit. So Timothy joins Paul on his second missionary journey. But then Paul sends Timothy out to serve. He first serves the church in Berea. You remember the Berean believers. They searched the scriptures to determine if what Timothy was teaching was true. Timothy built into that church. Then Timothy builds into the church at Thessalonica. Then Timothy is sent to Ephesus to build up the church there. All of Timothy's effectiveness in life's ministry had its roots back in his mother teaching him the scripture as a child, his mother's love and care. Then Paul, building on that as a mentor, he becomes a representative for Christ. You cannot make a more significant impact on the world than the impact you're making on your children. That impact you make has a lasting difference. I would characterize a mother's ministry in this way. She teaches the Word of God to her children from the earliest years. She models the message of God's Word. She lives it out. She shows the unconditional, sacrificial love that reflects the love of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. She encourages her children based on the potential they have in Christ. She sees who that child can become because of Christ at work in them. With all the distractions of community and work and social and finances, the greatest priority is to invest in our children. Your faithfulness as a wife, a mother, and as a follower of Jesus Christ will make a lasting difference. I encourage you in all of the things that your role as a mom is the most significant and makes the most lasting difference from generation to generation. Remember, the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our mothers today. We're so grateful for the impact they have made on our own lives. We're grateful for our wives and the impact they have made on our children. And for us who are grandparents, we just pray your blessing on our children who are now moms, our daughter-in-law. Lord, thank you for the impact that you make on our lives through moms. Help our children to be invested in, that their lives would be transformed by coming to know you, coming to know your word, and coming to follow the example of mom. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.